So the presidential candidates are looking ahead. Let's do some of that ourselves. For Republicans, there's a debate in Detroit on Fox tomorrow. Donald Trump will be there, questioned by reporter Megyn Kelly. On Sunday, Democrats debate in Flint ahead of a big primary in Michigan on Tuesday. And before that, both Kansas and Maine will hold caucuses for both parties over the weekend. Republicans also caucus in Kentucky, Democrats in Nebraska, and there's a primary in Louisiana. And none of these voters want to hear that their pre-November votes do not count. They don't want to hear that it's over. Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. He joins us now to look ahead. And Rick, you get up this morning. Maybe you never went to sleep. What are you thinking as you look ahead?
It's the tale of two front runners, both of whom are very strong right now, but they have incited totally different reactions in the party establishments. On Hillary Clinton, in a very strong position right now, and the party seems very comfortable with that. And with Donald Trump, the divisions are not inside the party. They're between the party's voters and the party's elected leaders. And it is a sharp division and a full-on freakout mode that we see sparked by the fact that Donald Trump is on this delegate role, and it seems increasingly unlikely that there's a good mechanism for stopping him.
Freakout mode. A former presidential candidate, Tim Pawlenty, compared the Republican Party right now to an airplane with pieces flying off. Historian John Meacham says it's like a plane hijacking with the passengers rooting for the hijacker. You know, have you ever seen anything like this? What we're hearing is happening. Let's start with the Republican Party, inside the Republican Party.
No, and it is a meltdown. And this is what happens when a major political party has a sort of cleansing moment, when it realizes that it doesn't have control of its own voters. Because to be clear, the country's Republican voters that have weighed in so far have been very, very solid behind this candidate, Donald Trump. You had Massachusetts go with almost 50% of Republicans, one of the wealthiest and most liberal states, as you know. And then down in Alabama, you had a similar margin, one of the poorest states in the Deep South with religious roots, a totally different electorate, but appealed to in the same ways by Donald Trump. It's astounding the regional depth that he has brought, and it's equally astounding, if not more astounding, how much this is happening despite the urgings of virtually every elected leader in Washington and beyond on the Republican
side.
Well,
look, I can just hear our audience saying that's a good thing that a party doesn't have control of the voters. But listen to this. CNN had late night polling. Now, I don't know if you have the same. It's a new CNN ORC poll. It shows that both of the remaining Democratic candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, easily beat frontrunner Donald Trump in a hypothetical general election. This is, again, CNN and ORC. Hillary Clinton, though, would likely face a stronger challenge should Florida Senator Marco Rubio or Texas Senator Ted Cruz be the nominee. Isn't the party going to seize on that? They must have their own internal polling.
No doubt. And they have that exact fear that Trump would be a debacle at the presidential level and all the way down the ticket. House, Senate seats, city council, you name it, anyone with a Republican suddenly in danger. Two points I'd make. One is that polling can turn around in a hurry. And I think anyone who thinks they understand Donald Trump and his rationale and his candidacy would be making a mistake to underestimate him and his ability to change positions and change tone and change rhetoric and incite people on his side. The other thing that I think is equally significant here is that, you know, the Democrats, they've known for a while what's going on in the Republican Party. They've sought to take advantage of it, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily well positioned for it. And I think Republicans have to figure this out on their own to some degree. The Democrats won't be involved in it. Whatever the matchup is down the line, the matchup is down the line. But Republicans don't seem to care about electability. Those exit polls from yesterday, that was last on the list of attributes that people said they cared about. They were much more interested in someone who would just tell it like it is.
Well, Bernie Sanders held a Path Forward breakfast today in Vermont. He seems to be saying, and again, we're going to do some little tea leaves here. He seems to be saying he's going to go all the way to the convention. Do you believe that?
I think he can, and he has the capacity to do it and the message to do it. But that doesn't mean he has a path that's anything but rocky and uphill and steeper than you can imagine. I mean, it's so hard on the Democratic side once you start winning to fall behind and to catch up, because Hillary Clinton learned that against Barack Obama 8 years ago. In this case, it's very clear that African-American Democrats in the South are not gravitating to the Bernie Sanders message. Without them, you frankly cannot win a Democratic primary. They're pointing to some other items among Latinos and elsewhere. But the fact is that this is Hillary Clinton's race to lose, and there's no sign out of the most recent contest, some of the blowouts that happened last night in the South Carolina over the weekend, that this is going
to
change.
I just have to say, Rick, we got about a minute left here. I just have to say, I know that there are listeners, when you say phrases, or analysts do, or we do, like, you cannot do this, they say, oh, yeah? Watch, because this has been that kind of an election. I know Jeremy's sitting here. We both noted, quick thought on Marco Rubio. Some say he's taking this personally. He must see that polling and think, I can beat Hillary. But if he wants to run again, can, you know, does he have to think about how far he can go?
Are you asking about Mitt Romney?
No,
Marco
Rubio.
Rubio, I think, you know, he is a devastating day for him yesterday. You know, he fell short of getting almost all the delegates in the state of Texas, Alabama, Vermont. He was below 20%. He's only won one state in the Minnesota caucuses. I think for him, though, he hopes to be the last guy standing up against Trump. And mm-hmm. if he could get to the convention, even with a minority of delegates, he likes his chances. So I think he'd gladly run this thing to the end if he saw any window at all.
ABC's Rick Klein. Again, I keep saying it. I smell floor fight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
Can you tell Robin's going to be at the conventions? I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.